The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
Dr. Jeffress, I know all of us, and sometimes even for me, I have to remind myself in those moments, you know, sometimes just being present for somebody is more important than somehow finding the quote-unquote right words to say. But do we do a disservice when we try to comfort a child and use some of the terminology that we might, as we would share with an adult, like, well, he's no longer feeling pain, it's in a better place, things of that sort?
Well, I think we can. And again, the best thing we can do for our children and grandchildren is to share with them the truth, and the truth that comes from God's Word. And Craig, you've alluded to this. Many parents and grandparents really don't know the right answers to common questions kids are going to ask about heaven. And that's why we need a tool like this, I think, that uses God's Word to answer those questions. You know, the first question a lot of kids have about heaven is heaven a real place? They're exposed to so many imaginative things, whether it's, you know, science fiction or Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy. Sometimes they have a hard time distinguishing what's real and not real. And so, you know, we talk about the fact that Jesus said heaven is a real place. I don't get into the Greek language in a child's book, but when Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, that word place, topos in Greek, literally means a geographical location. So heaven is a real place, and we need to assure our kids this isn't make-believe like some of the things they see on TV, but it's real. And, you know, another question people have is, what will we do in heaven? I think both children and adults are afraid of the image of floating around on a harp or a cloud plucking a harp. Nobody wants to be bored forever, or they don't want to be in church forever, and it's not going to be either one of those things. We're going to have responsibilities. We're going to have recreation, time to be with our friends, and, of course, fellowshipping with God. So these are all important questions that we need Scripture to help us answer when our children ask. And, Craig, if I could say just one other thing, we're finding that grandparents are buying these books, 3, 4, and 5 at a time for their grandchildren, because many grandparents are concerned that their grandchildren aren't being taken to church. And so I tell people this is a great way for grandparents to bypass their adult children and get the gospel directly to their grandchildren.
Well, and that really comes key or central to the underlying message inside of this book. And I think it's important to point out that as we talk about heaven in the context of loss of life and grieving and things of this sort, the real broader context, of course, is not locational, it's relational. Meaning, what is heaven all about? You addressed questions earlier of things like, you know, will we know each other in heaven? Who will be in heaven? Things of that sort. But you end the book in a very powerful fashion, and that is that you address to children directly the answer to the question of how do we get to heaven? How does all this happen? We're not meaning from the standpoint of, you know, magically and the soul leaves the body, but from the standpoint, from the scriptural standpoint, relationally with Jesus. And maybe at the end of the day, that is the most important message of this new book.
That's right. And many children suppose, like many adults, is that the only way we go to heaven is by being good enough to go to heaven. But then I explained the difference between that and trusting in Jesus to forgive you of your sins. And we have a prayer that a child can pray in order to trust Christ as their Savior. And, you know, so many, Craig, parents have it all backwards. they think children need to become more like adults in order to become a Christian. Jesus said just the opposite. He said, you must accept God's kingdom like a little child. We know the statistics. 85% of people who are Christians are saved before the age of 15. Every year after that becomes increasingly difficult for somebody to enter the kingdom of God. And again, I just say to parents, you know, that little child, that son, daughter, that sits across you at the breakfast table every morning, remember, that child is eternal, and he or she will spend eternity in that place called heaven or in another real place called hell. If you believe the Bible, you believe Jesus, you have to believe in the reality of hell. And the most important job, I'll say it again, we have as parents is to lead our children to trust in Christ and make sure they're in that place called heaven.
This book certainly helps answer many key and central questions and provides not only some wonderful illustrations, but the narrative by Dr. Robert Jeffress, along with appropriate scripture throughout. A Place Called Heaven for Kids, 10 Exciting Things About Our Forever Home, newly published by Baker Books. Dr. Jeffress, before we let you go, I've got to ask you to comment on something that's been in the news the last 24 hours. No doubt, because it's not far from your backyard there, the story of police officer Amber Guyer, who has now been convicted on manslaughter charges. It's been a sad and multi-layered case, but we witnessed one of the most incredible, I think, displays of not just extending forgiveness, but somebody who truly must have experienced it relationally in Christ Jesus, and that is we saw the brother, Brant Jean, whose brother Botham had been shot by this officer, on the witness stand, say in front of the judge to this woman, I love you, I forgive you, and even went as far as asking the judge if it would be okay to step off of the witness stand and to give the woman who killed his brother a hug. What is your reaction to witnessing that scenario?
Well, I have not told this publicly for, I think, some obvious reasons, but Amber Guyer, the police officer, actually attends our church. After she accidentally shot her neighbor, she started coming to our church and sitting on the back row. And our executive pastor's wife saw her, befriended her, met with her every Sunday morning in Bible study. She was totally broken, but she has come back to Christ and found Christ forgiveness. And we prayed together with her family the day before the trial began, asking for God's will to be done. She knew she had received God's forgiveness, but yesterday she received the forgiveness of the John family. And so she goes to prison now with a 10-year sentence, but she knows that she is a forgiven, redeemed person. That's the power of the gospel.
And the power of that testimony, we could write a thousand books and millions of words, but what the brother, Brant Jean, said from that witness stand yesterday, in my mind, was just one of the most phenomenal displays of Christian forgiveness and demonstration of biblical love. It was fascinating to watch that unfold.
And, you know, his father, Botham's father, said on CNN this morning, if Jesus said, if you do not forgive others, I will not forgive you. And I think everybody, every Christian has to remind themselves of that. If this father and brother can forgive somebody for killing their loved one, I mean, we ought to find it not easy, but certainly our responsibility to forgive one another as well.
Yeah, I think demonstrative, too, of a man who truly has experienced forgiveness, to be able to show that kind of grace under those circumstances. A wonderful object lesson, I think, for all believers. Dr. Jeffress, we appreciate your time and sharing with us today, and thanks for spending some time talking about your new book, A Place Called Heaven for Kids.
Well, thanks so much. We love being on your station with Pathway to Victory.
All right. Thanks again, Dr. Robert Jeffress. Again, the broadcast, Pathway to Victory, each Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. right here on KFAX. Dr. Jeffress's new book, A Place Called Heaven for Kids, 10 Exciting Things About Our Forever Home, newly published and available through the Pathway to Victory website at PTV, think Pathway to Victory, PTV.org.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.